My name is Jordan Belfort. The year I turned 26, I made $49 million, which really pissed me off because it was three shy of a million a week.
This movie trailer for The Wolf of Wall Street is meant to whet the appetite of the ticket-buying public. But the story of Jordan Belfort, who was indicted on securities fraud for stock market manipulation and running a penny stock boiler room, is painfully true.
When they formed the company, and the company itself, Stratton Oakmont and those others, had all these shares that they paid a penny for.
Joe Borg is director of the Alabama Securities Commission.
So when they built up the frenzy and they got up to $5, $10, and they sold it all, and then they quit, well, guess what happened to the value of the company? There was no more interest, and it collapsed back down to pennies.
This kind of scheme is called a pump and dump, and this real-life incident cost investors close to $200 million. Borg formed a multi-state task force that led to the prosecution of Belfort's company after his office was inundated with complaints. Now that he's out of prison, Belfort wrote a memoir called The Wolf of Wall Street, which was turned into a movie.
If we're going to glorify, The Wolf of Wall Street, maybe Cockroaches of Wall Street would be better. I don't know.
Again, Joe Borg.
I think by glorifying this, we're sending the wrong message to especially our younger business folks that, hey, so he spent some time in jail. Maybe it's worth it if I can get a book deal or a movie deal.
When Hollywood or the press talk about cases of security fraud, it often focuses on the bad guys, like the Jordan Belforts and Bernie Madoffs. Rarely, it seems, do we hear about the good guys, and maybe even less about the people who were cheated.
If we can keep the industry clean, the brokers doing what they're supposed to do, and the crooks out, chances are the population will never hear of us. And that's what we want. We want them to feel that this is a safe place to invest and that the folks they're dealing with are straight. Now, that's not going to happen all the time.
So how do you avoid being the next victim of the next Bernie Madoff? One source of help is the Alabama Securities Commission.
In order for our agency to be able to kick in and assist, we need to have a security involved or a secured transaction.
Stephen Faga is lead prosecutor for the Alabama Securities Commission.
Because if not, we don't have jurisdiction over it. It could be just a straight-up theft case, and if it is, we'll get it to the DA or the AG or the appropriate federal prosecutor, and they do the same thing with us.
A security includes stocks and bonds, but also any situation where you turn your money over to somebody else to manage. Just as securities come in all types, so do the schemes to defraud people. The more complicated the scheme, the harder it is to investigate. Ricky Lockler is a senior special agent with the ASC. But successful investigations all hinge on the same principle: follow the money.
It all depends on, whether or not we can get the bank records in. And once we do, what kind of volume is that? Is it going to be 3 or 4 years worth of bank records with 10,000 transactions a month? And if so, somebody's got to put all that in a spreadsheet. And then you got to have it analyzed.
That process can take months and even years. However, the average investigation for the ASC runs about a year. Other issues that may stretch out an investigation is where the crimes take place and where the bad guys are.
It doesn't sound complex, but a promissory note scheme that may last 4 or 5 years, and you got victims in maybe half a dozen states, and you have to track all those victims down to get all their records, to track down their bank account information, to follow that money, to find out where it went, how it was spent. Those can take time. Just going through all those different bank accounts.
The ASC has helped shut down operations all over the United States. Alabama investigators have also tracked fraudsters to foreign countries to have their day in court. That's where Stephen Faga comes in.
For us, it's putting that case on, giving these people an opportunity to come in and tell a jury and a judge what happened to them while that person that did what he's doing to them is sitting over there and he's having to listen to that. And then the day that jury comes back and they convict, and we know that that person is now going to pay a heavy price for what they did to these people.
Faga says part of the enforcement and regulatory process is getting the word out on securities fraud.
When we do prosecute somebody, getting the word out to the criminal community that if you come into Alabama and you commit a securities fraud, we will hunt you down, we will indict you, and we will lock you up, okay? We have one of the best enforcement statutes in the country.
In fact, the Alabama Securities Commission is often ranked among the top commissions in the country. They have a 95% conviction rate, which is the best in the country. But most importantly, Stephen Faga says, they look to prevent others from being defrauded.
Almost every day of the week, we're out somewhere, somebody in this office speaking to a group or an audience. And one of the things we try to communicate to everybody is, look, if it sounds too good to be true, if they're promising you returns that you've never heard of or you can't get anywhere else, you should be very suspicious. call in and ask somebody.
Because a phone call might just save you from being the subject of somebody's next con and possibly next movie.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles.
In Montgomery, I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.